Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 it's time. It is time. You know what? Things are just going on for me. Things are going on for you too, I'm sure. But I ask myself this question at least 4 or 5 times a year. I ask myself, what did I accomplish this year? What have I accomplished this year so far? I ask every year. I do that. And actually, I do a lot. I successfully manage this channel. And I don't get caught up in that monetizing shit. I played my hand correctly, and I got my mojo back. I laid the foundation for my goddamn alumni to get laced deeper into what a 3.0 is all about. I bought my daughter a car. Shit, I bought myself a car, too. I took care of all the goddamn business that I claimed I would. Now, I always talk a lot of shit, I know, and I know you guys get tired of it, but I'm going to keep doing it. But when I'm talking shit, you know, to you, as I'm doing right now, hell, I'm planning my 2023 as we talk. I mean, I ain't got it written in stone yet, but by the end of the year or whatever, I'm going to have something that I'm ready to do next year. Now, you know, you can stay asleep if you want to. I get enough rest whenever I do sleep. I don't sleep a lot, but when I do sleep, I get enough rest. So what I'm saying is I don't want to be sleepwalking. I don't want to be a person with his eyes open, but his mind is asleep. See, that's how most of you roll. You guys be watching that Walking Dead shit. And you don't even realize you're one of those motherfuckers, man. You are walking around with your mind blank when your eyes open. I don't understand it. I set it up a few years ago, and only a few months ago I started using it, but I know what to do, and I know that there is another level to go to even after you graduate from SWU. And I'm just letting you know, I face my alumni all the time. On my channel and in private conversations. So, you know, I ain't sorry to let you suckers down, but I don't care nothing about you suckers. I care about what's real and whoever feel they're real. I know you thought I was doing what all these suckers do with my YouTube channel. See, I am not chasing YouTube views. I do not need YouTube views to make money. You don't either, but if you think you do, go ahead. It's fine. At least you're doing something. I'm customizing my classroom environment. I do that to the best of my ability, and I'm customizing it to promote self-growth. By the way, my group is filling up every semester. It's filling up fast. But you don't have to worry because there's always another semester. But I realized I can't deal with 50 students. I thought that would be the bomb to have 50 students, but I can't do that. I'm seeing right now I'm going to have more than one class. But I haven't set that up yet. But I am going to have more than one class, and we're just going to have to roll like that. I'm in the middle of doing some things in this university that I have is not for pimps. This university I have is for any man who want to complete the goddamn course correctly. So, you know, you're getting to see how a real multifaceted man rolls. Because goddamn it, I don't do one thing. And I ain't trying to tell you to only do one thing, but you do need to be a motherfucker in at least one thing. But have you noticed that not many of you have advanced from where you were last year? I mean, that, you can either tell me the truth or tell yourself the truth. It doesn't really matter who you tell the truth to, as long as you tell it. What I'm saying is, be honest. Most of you are exactly where you were last year, doing nothing. Well, have you also noticed that you haven't advanced anything for yourself? Well, maybe you aged. See, I certainly did get older. But if you remember, like I told you earlier, I got my own radio station. I started SWU. Some people call it Streetwise University, but it's really Sidewalk University. So at the least, you gotta admit, I don't do little shit. Now, you gotta watch me, because I'm building Sidewalk University into something you gonna admire. And of course, some of you will still be hating on me, but you will admire the fact that I do not fake or tell lies. All I do is accomplish the giant fucking things I say I'm going to accomplish. And that doesn't make me that much better than you, but it makes me a motherfucker to me. See, I don't really care what you think about me. I care what I think about me. Now, this is mind-boggling to me. So many of you are all screaming that all I want to do is you. Well, I take that back. It ain't a whole bunch of you screaming that shit. It's just a few of you screaming that shit still. But all I want to do is get these views on YouTube and, you know, use you guys or whatever. But what I'm saying is, what I don't understand is, if you know that I'm just trying to get views on YouTube, why do you keep going back to the video and watching it? It would seem to me, if you didn't like the fact that I may be getting views, any smart motherfucker would stop viewing it. I've seen some fools who've been on the same video 6-7 times. All to just tell me I ain't shit. I've never received one red cent from YouTube, and don't plan on receiving any. I ain't had no motherfucker telling me what I can say. See, I have much bigger fish to fry. You sit back and make sure you keep hating on my motherfucking ass. Make sure you keep watching me work. Did you get what I said? See, that's what you know. You missed shit. I said, keep hating on me and keep watching me work. Because that's all you're doing is wasting your time hating on me. Because you can't do shit to me. So you're hating on me, but you're watching me work. Don't be mad at me because I use my fucking head. Don't be mad at me because I think my shit through. I try to tell you to do it. I damn sure explain that's what to do when I'm teaching my class. And I teach them how to do it. I never give a fuck what some motherfucker think about me or what I'm doing. I am a fully fucking self-sufficient man. And I don't kiss nobody's ass to do it. This is part of my charm. The charm of it is that I can give it to you. And I give it to my students. They come in one way and they leave out another way. But what's important is that they can use every fucking thing they learn right then, soon as they graduate. You may or may not think that's a big deal, but it really is. I'm not agreeing with shit unless I do. If I agree, I will, but don't think I'm going to agree because I know you. Those of you who have been on here and dealt with me, you know how I roll. I'm a 100% fair motherfucker. And those of you who love to hate on my old ass, I'm really going to give you something for me to hate. I mean, give you something to hate on me about. Because I am a real big nigga. Because I talk hella shit. And I make big moves while I talk shit. And you motherfuckers be listening. What the fuck you want me to say? Each year, ask yourself, where are you? What did you do different? What I'm saying is, how come you don't do that? Why don't you challenge yourself to be more of who you can be? What I'm saying, if you're going to accept being in the same place every year, why don't you get to the top before you accept that? Why would you accept being in the same place every year and you're on the bottom rung of the ladder? Or maybe you took one step up the ladder. Yeah. Y'all should try to adopt more like the way I roll. Ain't no copying. I'm just real and I think things through. And I don't put it on my plate unless I'm going to do it. You'd have far less problems and far less worries doing shit the way I keep telling you to do it. But you're welcome to continue down the path that you're going. You can stay mad at me for cracking on you. Or you can wake your silly ass up and get some of this abba-dabba I'll be spitting. Excuse me. I have so much more to offer. I'm telling you, I got a lot to offer you. I got a lot to offer any person, especially my alumni, but any person that deals with me, they're going to grow. They're going to get exactly what they bargained for fucking with me. I mean, these motherfuckers will be transformed into the alpha motherfucking prodigies they always were. Because once you start fucking with me, my truth is infectious. It will infect you. And you will... 2 days of it, 3 days of it, it's going to be like you hooked on heroin. And you're going to have withdrawals when you leave. How much you're mad because I won't go for your bullshit. You ain't going to do nothing to come back next semester like they all do. Because I'm real. And I make you think about shit you never would have thought about. So, you know, you can't really overcome any obstacle unless you truthfully identify it, then eliminate it. How many truths are there? Well, there's as many truths as questions. There's as many questions as people. See, here's the key. I'm going to get this to you. This is the key. Only one of them questions and only one of those answers are for you. Your job in life is to find out which one is true for you. You can't find out what's true for me. You can hear or learn what's true for me, but it's not going to be necessarily be true for you. You find the truth by not being a sheep or a cow. Sheeps and cows are like, they'll follow anything that leads them. You got a whole bunch of cows over here, and I walk over to these cows, and I get one to follow me. And I'm just walking. Next, I look back, all them motherfuckers gonna be following me. But they're really just following that one cow that they're following. But since that cow followed me, all them motherfuckers following me too. Why? Because they have a herd mentality. Like you. Sheeps and cows will follow anything that leads them. Because they're animals. Are you an animal? You can choose who you follow. But look at who you guys follow. There's a saying in the streets, go for what you know. And if you don't know shit, go for what you don't know and learn what to go for. But no, you guys don't want to see shit like that. There's no fucking losers in life unless you quit. There ain't no way in the world you're a fucking loser if you're participating. Only if you quit, you're a loser. You want to know something that's funny? I don't really look at what's said about me, but I am quite happy to know out of all the comments I get, you know, all the negative comments, all the positive comments, I will tell you, positive comments outnumber the negatives 10 to 1. But I always focus on the negative. I don't look at what's happy. Nah, I want to see what's negative so I can make myself happy. I know there are many thousands of men that I have directly helped. I've helped them see their full potential. And to me, that's the most important factor, you know, about my work. And none of you fucking haters ever mention, you know, this person or that person that I did help. No, you just want to mention whatever you mention, which I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Because even though you hate me, you hate what I stand for, you can't hate the fact that I'm the fucking truth. And it's been proven for the past 15 years. By my alumni. Yeah, I got alumni from before I started Sidewalk University. I have nothing to be ashamed about and everything to be proud of. That's my life. I built it. You didn't build it. I did. So, you know, I succeeded in being a motherfucker in them streets. And now I'm succeeding in rousting suckers faking the funk on this social media. I am truly a motherfucker in the rawest form. I've been called many different names than old man. See, that's a pleasure for me to see that there's at least a progression in the way you hate on my motherfucking ass. What's cool, though, what's cool to me is none of you are saying anything that's true. You're all being moved by your emotions. Because like I'm doing now, talking shit. You motherfuckers can't stand it. See, that's me. I talk shit. But why I just get under people's skin is because I do shit too. I do the shit that I talk. The motherfuckers hate that. Always have, always will. You being ruled by your emotions. You know, because I might say something you don't like. Well, I did and will attack a motherfucker who say they can roll with me and don't qualify to do it. I just will. I've been called a traitor to the game because I'm buried a square bitch. But I'm just saying, let's address that right quick. Now, when I left the game X amount of years, 25 years ago, I wasn't married. Well, I was married. I was married to the Abba Dabba because I married that bitch in 76. But I didn't have a wife when I stopped pimping. Now, suckers, they want to have something negative to say about me. Talk about, I mean, God, they should at least think about what the fuck they talk, they say. Because, when I did marry, or when I did get ready to get married, I had been a squire for a couple years. I had been out the game for, I don't know, a few years. And I definitely wasn't going to go look for some ex-hole that could possibly be qualified to marry me. This might be an ex-hole, but what if she didn't pay me? What if she was paying another nigga? I'm saying, just because she a hoe, I'm supposed to marry this bitch? You niggas is crazy. But me thinking with this abba-dabba I still got, because I quit the game. The game didn't quit me. Shit. I was going to, you know, do my thing. Is if I didn't use this game I had, it was going to beat my ass and turn me into a fake-ass motherfucker. Pretending. Living on the laurels of yesterday. Shit. Or it was going to push me to do something even greater than I did when I was in the streets. See, when you young fools grow up and get a little wisdom, you'll realize how stupid your remarks are. Like me? Or hate me? I mean, fuck, that's your call. I ain't mad at you. If you decide to hate me, hate me. Don't hate the fear you have of my motherfucking ass. Because you ain't got no goddamn reason to hate me. You hate that I'm a monster. Yes, I don't care that you hate that I'm a monster. See, that's going to keep you trying to fake like you don't fear me. And you're going to rank yourself. That's what each one of you do when you go verbatim, you know, verbal assaults or whatever with me. And you guys are so silly. If you accept that you hate me, you'll be able to go on about your business. But if you don't accept it, you'll be like most of the bitches I had. Because when they left, they couldn't stop hating on my ass because they couldn't stop thinking about me. Shit. I'm telling you, a nigga like me know better. I had the broad. And for whatever reason, she ain't with me now. She gonna hate my guts. I don't give a fuck how good I treated her. She gonna hate my guts because if that's the case, pimp niggas know that if the motherfucking bitch like you after she gone, you didn't do no pimping. Shit. Do yourself a favor. Understand this abadabba and quit faking. Except that you will never be like me unless you do what the fuck I did. Shit. And let's get out and take some chances to become you. Yeah. Because I went out there and became Rosebud motherfucking Bitter Dose. I was Soul Man when I went out there. No, I was John Dixon when I went out there. Instead of bitch. What's important about that is I know who the fuck I am. In the wise cracks, the recognition that I'm still relevant today, 25 years after rolling like a monster, all that just confirms that I was and still am the shit. Every craftsman has their set of tools. Helps them ply their trade as best they can. Don't forget your tools, baby. Because Rosebud do not forget his tools. My tools go with me everywhere. Psh, psh, psh. That's my suitcase. I don't need much more. I got it. Period. You can buy one or two of the tools at a time. Or you can buy four, five, or six plays because I got those. Or you can buy them all. If I was you, I'd buy them all because you get them for like, shit, half price down there. Less than half price. But it's up to you. Go to my site. See, you know, Rosebud the Author. RosebudTheAuthor.com. I had an alumni tell me, I was coaching him, and he said that he understood the word contemplation. That's one of the words I mentioned at the very beginning of the course, and you need to understand contemplation. He said understanding it saved his life. But he didn't even know he understood it till he did what I told him to do, which was look it up and see what it means. I don't want you to go for the definition. I just want you to see what it means. Because any one word in English can mean 100 different things. So you don't trip. You just know. You be sharp. You know everything. I don't mean I know everything to be known, but I do know I know everything that I need to know. So I bit and I asked him, well, how did it save you, man? He told me he looked the word up and realized he never actually contemplated anything past his initial thought. And after looking the word up, he understood its importance. Do any of you? No. I've already told you the importance, not of contemplating, but what's important, critically thinking. Because I also told him about thinking critically. And now that he knows what contemplation means, he knows he can't think critically until he's willing to contemplate his initial thought. I instructed shit like this in my course. I do this shit so you will know some shit instead of thinking you know some shit. Just because you know how to use the word don't mean you know the word. It's very important that we all take heed of that. Now, how many of you motherfuckers know what the word the means? The. How many times do you use it every day? You don't know what it means because you never thought of it. Did you know it has no meaning? Only a description? I looked it up, and this is what I found. It says, the is an adjective used before a noun denoting somebody or something that has already been mentioned or identified, or something that is understood by both the speaker and the hearer as distinct from a or an. We use the word the every single day, numerous times, each day. And none of us, not even me, really knew what it meant. Think of how many words we use every day that we take for granted we understand. And we don't. It's scary when you really think about it. What is education? So you guys, I mean, what is education? Fuck. Education. Is it the shit you talk, or is it the reality of maneuvering correctly in your life? I mean, what is education? What makes you educated? Because you know who did whatever in 1300? Some motherfuckers know all that shit and can't even cross the street without getting ran over. They're geniuses. Man. What I'm saying, education is not an across-the-board process that everyone can use. Everyone should be educated. But what degree do you or I feel educated once we've been educated? What degree do we feel it? Well, if education taught you what Sidewalk University teaches you, it would fucking really teach you a lot, because everyone, I'm telling you, should be educated. But everyone should also know how educated they are. So if educated did what SWU does, which is teaches you to learn who the fuck you are before you start trying to be something or someone you've heard of, most of you motherfuckers would be brilliant. Hell, there's always going to be those of us who got to take the short bus. But even, you know, for them, if they realized who they were before they got on that short bus, they would go as high as they could go. I'm brilliant, but so are you. I'm selfish and conceited, but so can you. You can be. Shit. God allowed me to be fortunate enough to explore and find out who I really am. And I hope me sharing this shit with you, sharing the tools and the system, you do the same. I just might be a motherfucking saint. You know what? I've always wanted to be an entertainer. So those of you who buy my tools for entertainment, I just got to tell you, I couldn't make it without you. Well, shit, that's what the entertainers say when they make comments to their fans. But on the real, those of you who buy the course because you genuinely want to make progress and do not see any entertainment value in Sidewalk University except to entertain your mind, to grow, you're who I really appreciate. I have shown myself with your help that if I extend a helping hand, most of you motherfuckers will reach out and grab it. And if you hold on to it long enough, you're going to start rolling on your own. I mean, that gives me a serious ego boost because it shows me I was not a lucky man. I had no luck in my life. It reinforces that the way I saw the life is the way to see the life for all of you. Not because I did it, because that's the way. Honesty, integrity, that's the way. Believe me, I ain't the only one who saw the light and paid attention to what it was putting light on. I got partners who just as sharp as me, and not one of us didn't have an epiphany at one point in our lives. And this epiphany, we either jumped on it or we didn't. And let me tell you, this is what's important. You're going to have an epiphany too. We all saw what we needed to ultimately become who the fuck we was trying to be. Mine was my confidence, of course, the pimp and that kind of shit. Theirs is whatever it was. But the real question is, what is yours? What is yours going to be? Epiphanies do not wait for you to see them. They come to you. And if you miss it, you got to wait on the next one. Do you really think you got that much time? Shit. I don't. I don't believe you have that much time. I don't believe you even want to have that much time. I just think you guys need to understand Sidewalk University is here to stay. It ain't going nowhere. And if you want to go somewhere, you enroll. I got some tool packages. Let's see. I forget what I said. Let me just make it up right now. I'm going to tell you. 85 is 170. That's 340. Okay. So I got a full pack. That's usually around 300. But I got a full pack for 125. Now, that's mentality tools. They're usually $85 each. But I also got a full pack of the conversation tools. $100, $110, I mean. And that's for four conversation tools. 110 and 125. Get at me so I can hook you up. You motherfuckers need this shit. I feel good because I've done something important to me today. I'll see if it works. And I'll tell you about it tomorrow. There's one thing you got to get from me if you get anything. Nothing is going to happen if you don't do shit. Wait. W-E-I-G-H-T, sunk the ship. Just like wait, W-A-I-T, will sink the ship. Figure that shit out. I'm out.